Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Rich Galen is our guest. Mullings.com is his website. It's a thrice weekly cyber column I encourage you to check out. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Hey, Rich, I want to talk about Obamacare in a minute. But before that, I'm going to give you a chance to tell us if there's anything on your radar screen we might be missing that we need to know about.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, we're getting down, you know, the end of September is the end of the federal government's fiscal year. We don't have any appropriations bills again. We don't have any budget. The sequester is still sitting
Where should that have begun? Who's it, at this moment, who's at fault for that?
Everybody, the Congress. When you talk about fecklessness, the Congress, you know, the Congress hasn't done anything in like 5 years. I mean, it's just,
And we're paying them for what?
That's exactly what I was going to say. We ought to not give them their salaries until they pass the appropriations bill.
That's the one thing. That's the only real job they have, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's all they're supposed to do. Make sure that the government.
I mean, they
operating.
Could almost do that and go home, right?
They could actually do it from home and just come in and vote.
They could phone it in.
Yeah, just use their ATM card.
Yeah, we could use what is it? The office thing? The on.
telecommute to Congress.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, no, the debt limit is still out there. I mean, there's a ton of things. Remember, people were saying maybe they shouldn't go home for August, but not only did they take August off, but they took an extra week just to make sure that.
And
they
so
were
now, and so now we got the Obamacare debate is in the middle of this too now, isn't it?
Well, the Obamacare debate is always there. I mean, one of the problems that we've had, I think, on the Republican side is somebody said they voted, the House has voted 40 times to either defund or repeal Obamacare, but that's just silly because the Senate's never going to take that up. That's not a good solution. That's just a waste of time. It's like, you know, going up, it's like a 10-year-old going up to his room and waiting to see how long it takes for anybody to miss him. And then
so is the debt limit going to get in? So we got really a handful of train wrecks here. The debt limit needs to be increased. The budget needs to be passed. Appropriations need to be done,
or at least a continuing resolution.
So I mean, this is the teenager that waited to the last till 11 o'clock at night the morning before his term paper's done to get started.
Right, exactly, and then complains about the fact that he didn't have enough time.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's right, this isn't Obama's fault, and this isn't the Democrats' fault, and this isn't only the Republicans' fault. It's all of their fault.
It's the political class.
Because it's the political class, because it's not so much that they don't want to do it, I don't think they do very much, but by not doing it, they get to raise money by having not done it and blaming the other guy.
At what point in time, Rich, do Americans wake up and say, we better start paying attention and take our country back? When's that going to happen?
Ever? Well, that's what, you know, originally, I think that's what the Tea Party movement was about. I think it got morphed into something else with all the other.
It also got vilified inappropriately too.
Well, that's right, but I think the Tea Party now, you know, is involved in so that yet there's so many litmus tests.
There isn't one Tea Party.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say the quote Tea Party or the Tea Party movement has thrown up that it's almost impossible to meet all their tests. But back in the beginning, that's exactly what it was about. It was about get control of the federal finances, and then we'll see what happens after.
So, where do you think that is? Is that diminishing, or is it just kind of laying in wait? Are they girding their loins for the next election, or what?
Oh yeah, no. If you look at, I mean, I said on the air the other day that it would not surprise me if, for instance, immigration was just pushed back until after the filing deadlines next year are over. So that these members are free to vote whatever they want, however they want to vote, without fear of being primaried either on the left or the right, depending upon whether they're a Republican or Democrat.
Right. If you had to make a projection for the 14 election right now, what would you say?
The House will stay in Republican hands. It's almost, I mean, I can't conceive of something so dramatic that it has switched to Democratic control. And I suspect the Republicans will pick up a few seats, as they almost always do.
But not majority in the Senate?
That could be, but I doubt it. I think again, this is the time of the year when Republicans, you know, start measuring for drapes in the, you know, in the majority,
right,
in the majority office, and then they, you know, we get candidates that can't win, and they say stupid things.
Has the Democrat Party, after two elections being beaten by social media, has the Republican Party learned its lesson, you think, presidentially?
Oh, the Republican Party? Oh, no,
yeah.
No, not at all.
They haven't, have
no.
they?
No, that's gotten worse. I think there are many Republicans who would just as soon cede the presidency to the Democrats and lose on the altar.
Wow, that's an amazing statement there.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back and see us.
Thanks,
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.